Train hard, eat well, live easy.
Hi guys, Coach Bex here with another episode of Train Hard, Eat Well, Live Easy. I hope you guys are working to achieve a strong mind and body.
What's up guys, Coach Bex here. Thursday afternoon, as you can tell, looking a little bit tired. Back in the gym, Black Sheep Fitness Academy. Ain't heard of it, check it out, South Shields' best gym. I'm in the gym, been coaching this morning. I'm coming to do a workout. I really can't be bothered, going to be straight up. Sleep's been poor, so I'm tired, not really feeling it. So my body wants to rest, but me, my conscious part of my brain knows that I want to work out. I've got numbers that I want to hit, things that I want to achieve. So I've rationalized with myself, I'm going to come in, get my workout still. I may just have to cut back on the amount of weight I'm using, but I will not skip this workout. So on the subject, as you've seen in the title, you're trying to change, it's hard. It's not your fault, yeah? Reason being, understand something that you want to do. This doesn't just apply for fitness, strength, fat loss. This applies for anything you want to do, any goal that you're going for, career-wise, education-wise. Your body wants to stay the same. We've all been there. We've all tried things, been really motivated. A friend's dragged us somewhere. We've got in there. We stuck it out 1 day, 2 days, maybe a couple of weeks, and then we just revert back to our old ways, yeah? We revert back to our old programming and what's comfortable for us. See, the body always seeks comfort. Homeostasis is the posh, science-y word for it. Homeostasis. We seek comfort, yeah? We continually go back to the habits that we've created. So if you've been inactive for quite some time, your habits are to sit around and not work out and not do a great deal, yeah? So you've got to think with the rational, conscious part of your brain, the neocortex, fancy science words again, to override that. How do you do that? How do you override when your body just wants to stay the same way or your mind wants to stay the same way? Well, you've just got to remember yourself why. You've got to remind yourself, why do you want to do these things? Why do you want to change your body? Why do you want to get a better education? Why do you want to go for that new job? And it's hard. So you go do something. You go get that one workout in. You wait a couple of days. You're going to have that battle again. Your body's going to want to revert back to its old ways, comfortable ways, and not really do a lot. So you have to tell yourself again, this is why I want to do this. I want to be stronger. I want to be fitter. I want to be faster. Damn, you might just want to climb to the top flight of your stairs at work without being out of breath, or play with your kids, throw them around and not be that old dad who can't do a lot. So you remind yourself, why again? Why are you doing this? And it's going to be a battle with your conscious mind, because your unconscious mind is going to want to revert back to those old patterns. They're called neural pathways. So it's down to us to make a conscious decision to keep coming back with why, and to build those new habits, and in time try to erase those old habits. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not going to be a miracle thing. Just remind yourself why. As I'm doing today, I don't want to do this workout, but I have my why. Why? Because I want to be a stronger squatter. Yeah? That's my why. So guys, don't just give in at the first hurdle. Don't revert back into your old ways. You will, you'll slip up. But if you have a solid why, you'll keep coming back to it, you'll get a little bit stronger, and you'll reinforce those habits, and it'll get easier and easier each time, and before you know it, you'll be flying, and that why will be instinctive. You won't have to consciously remind yourself, because it'll be there subconsciously. So I hope that helps, guys. It's not your fault. You do have to do a little bit of work. Now I'm going to shut up and get on with some squats. Take care.
So that's it for today's episode, guys. Thanks again for listening. Continue your pursuit to grow stronger from the inside out. And as always, I look forward to connecting with you. So please subscribe, comment, and share this cast. And if you can give me a rating on iTunes, that would be great. The more ratings I get, the higher I go up in the rankings, and the more people will be able to listen to what I have to say. And I'm sure it can help somebody. So you can connect with me via my brand new website, www.markbeckhamfitness.com. From there, you can connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and you can also bag some free stuff in there, some free programs. Just check it out, have a look, guys. You can also sign up to my newsletter and my private group. So, thanks for taking the time to listen, and good luck on your journey to being your strongest self. Signing off, Coach Bex. Train hard, eat well, live easy. Stay tuned for the next episode. Train hard, eat well.